I know what it means.
The operator shall own or have exclusive lease in writing to at least one two-seat aircraft. Aircraft to be maintained in accordance with all applicable FAA regulations.
Going once, any objection?
Well, does that eliminate a four-seat? Did you say it's
two-seat? No, two-seat minimum. Two-seat minimum.
No, we didn't say minimum.
These are all minimums. Minimums implied in all of these standards.
Okay.
Okay. All right, where's he going to keep it?
There's any reason he can't just run a tie down?
That's right.
Okay. Are we going to allow somebody to fly in for the day on Saturday and put a for rent sign on the airplane? Or do you want some, you want him to have a presence on the airport?
I think it should be a permanent situation.
I can't imagine. I have never seen anything. I've never seen anything required like that. Have you ever seen the set of minimum standards that has a requirement that it be based at the airport? It's sort of implied.
I've seen standards where businesses have to have a presence at the airport.
That's right.
Chesapeake, Virginia.
Would that be covered under the commercial activities that we previously have done if they're not, if they fly out here in front of the restaurant and put a big for rent sign in?
It's commercial activity and they need to be based here.
Well, the FAA looks at transient aircraft different from based aircraft. I mean, it's like charter airplanes. You know, a charter company that flies in here and drops passengers off is not operating their business here and is not subject to minimum standards.
One of the reasons I'm hesitating on that is, let's say there's somebody at Cambridge, and they've got three Cessnas over there that they want to make available for rental. And a couple of Pipers, et cetera. Mm-hmm. But there's a little bit of a demand over here. Okay. Why couldn't they bring an airplane over here and make it available for rental here as a start to help start up a business over here? If we require them to keep the airplane based here, that would prevent them from being able to do that. Oh, my apologies, sorry. I thought I'd.
Well, I mean, and that's reasonable to attract business here. I mean, eventually, you know, they do that and the market expands, then we may want to look at requiring them to have an aircraft based here, but yeah, if that's what you want to do,
renting an airplane here, that's commercial activity. You already say the county has to approve commercial activity. Is that correct?
Right.
Okay. If there's something really screwy or they don't feel comfortable with, you know, somebody flying in and setting up a stool out there with a sandwich board over an airplane for rental. Mm-hmm. You don't have to issue them a permit to operate a business here. But if somebody from Cambridge wants to rent an airplane here, they have to come to the county and get a business permit to be able to rent an airplane here. I mean, I don't see where we need to take it any further.
Okay. So you recommend to be silent on basing the airplane here or having a tie-down space or a hangar or
office space?
I think being signed, we got John. You had one comment.
The majority of the rentals that I've seen came under the purview of the FBO, fixed based operator.
And what we're trying to decide here, John, is do we want to go with a minimum standard that's not required? You know, and yeah. there is some that's on the airport now that
because there is liability involved.
That doesn't have an FBO.
Yeah.
But we want to stimulate the business. We want the businesses, so we want to.
Like I said when I started, I don't know of anybody that's renting airplanes here now.
Well,
there's no competition that we need to worry about making fair with this standard. We're looking at attracting businesses, and if that's what we're doing, then being silent is probably the best way to do it.
Then let's go with what Julie had and leave it at that, like Larry was saying.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Not
to throw a monkey wrench in it, but what about parking the aircraft when it's here? Do they need to make sure that they've got a space when they're here, aircraft parking? Like a tie down. I mean, they may not have to have a building, but
yeah. Tie downs are available for rent.
Always.
Well, they are now. We got this new beautiful new pad out there. They're available for rent.
And the transient, yeah, they can park right where the transient aircraft go.
Just want to make sure that's
just
was
open
with parking
to the general public. Correct, Jim. That out there in front of the restaurant is
that's the transit ramp, and if somebody's going to come over for the day, that's where they would park, and